Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Welcome to podcast episode number 19, Understanding Credit Scores and Credit Reports. Many people are aware that their credit score is important, but they really do not understand how it is derived or how to build a strong credit score. Your credit score is an indicator of your likelihood that you will be able to repay a loan according to the original loan terms. Whether you pay your full monthly payment on time, the higher your credit score, the more likely you are to qualify for the most desirable loan rates. Credit scores are often used to determine creditworthiness for home mortgages, vehicle loans, and credit card applications. Your credit score is based on your credit history and can range from 300 to 850. Credit scores can be a deciding factor for whether a lender qualifies you for a loan. Furthermore, it can directly impact the price you pay for the loan, which could include higher interest rates, larger down payment, mortgage insurance, and additional fees. A formula is used to calculate your credit score, which includes your payment history, your current amount of outstanding debt, the length of your credit history, the number of recent inquiries to your credit report, and the types of outstanding debt, such as credit cards, home mortgages, or student loans. I should say, as we talk about credit scores, that there are many different types of credit scores out there. The most commonly used credit score by financial lenders is going to be the FICO score. And so today, as we discuss credit scores, I'm primarily referring to the FICO score. A good credit score can make a big difference in the amount you pay over the life of the loan. So let's consider the following scenario for a 30-year fixed rate $200,000 home mortgage. And now I understand that this may be a little complicated to listen to, so please check out the show notes where we've included a table to help you understand the difference in interest rates and monthly payment based on your FICO score. So let's say you have a good FICO score of 760 and the interest rate offered to you would be 5.9%. Your monthly payment on a 30-year fixed-rate $200,000 home mortgage would be $1,187. Over the course of 30 years, you would pay $427,320. Now, let's say you had somewhat of a less desirable credit score, and your FICO score was a 590. Well, your interest rate may be significantly higher. So in this example, let's assume a 9.3% interest rate. That means your monthly payment would be $1,653, and the 30-year amount that you would pay for the $200,000 mortgage would be $595,080. Over the lifetime of this loan, a borrower with a 590 credit score would pay $167,760 more than a borrower with a 760 credit score. If you are spending on credit, you need to make maintaining a good credit score a priority. Your credit score is directly linked to the items that appear on your credit report. It is possible for inaccurate information to appear on your credit report, which can hurt your credit score. Your credit history or credit report is compiled by a credit reporting agency. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax are the three major credit reporting agencies. Your credit report contains information about your payment history to creditors and the amount of credit you currently have available. Furthermore, public record information such as bankruptcies, foreclosures, tax liens, and court-ordered child support may also appear on your credit report. Credit reporting agencies acquire information for your credit report from retail store credit accounts, credit card companies, mortgage and finance companies, utility accounts, landlords, cell phone companies, and collection agencies. Lenders review this information to determine if and how you repaid other loans in the past. Most information will remain on your credit report for several years. Therefore, it is very important that you check your credit report regularly to be certain that there are not any errors. You are entitled to one free credit report per year from each of the three main credit reporting agencies. Instead of requesting a report from each agency at the same time, order one at a time, spread out over the course of 12 months. If you time it right, you could request a free credit report every 4 months. There are several ways to obtain a free credit report. Be careful about responding to ads on television and on the internet. You can receive a free credit report online at www.annualcreditreport.com. You can also request a copy of your credit report by mail or by phone. You do not need to request your credit score to ensure the accuracy of your credit report. If you are denied credit due to a poor credit history or a low credit score, there are things you can do to rebuild your credit worthiness, including paying your bills on time and reducing your debt load. To build a good credit history, be certain that you make at least the minimum payments on all of your debts. You will want to pay all of your bills on time every month, including credit cards, utilities, car payments, and rent payments. Double-check your credit report to ensure that these payments are being reported accurately. Finally, it is important to realize that there are other reasons for being denied a loan. It is always a good idea to schedule a meeting with your lender to identify the specific reason. Once you identify the rationale behind being denied, you may be able to pursue different financing options available from other financial institutions or government lenders. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you join us for our next podcast episode, where we will be discussing stretching your grocery dollar.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eExtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question, or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eExtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.